大家来看约翰一书第五章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5.
在启示录的前面，约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter
5. 第一节。
Verse
1. 第一节，凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神而生。凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。
Verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot him, also loves him who is begotten of him.
那我们今天就集中在下半句话。
Today we'll focus on the latter half of this verse.
爱生他之神的，就是爱神的啦。
So everyone who loves him, who is God,
那这个爱神的，因为神生他，
And because God had begotten them,
因为我们知道，我们得到主耶稣的救赎，我们赦罪，被赦罪重生了。
We know that because we have received Jesus' salvation, and our sins have been remitted, and we have resurrected.
所以神生我们。
And so God has begotten us.
那如果我们真正了解这个意义，那我们就会爱他。
If we truly understand this meaning, then we would love him.
因为我们是从他生的。
Because we were begotten from him.
那因为明白这个道理，
Because we understand this teaching,
所有神生的，我们也会去爱他。
Whoever else that God has begotten, we would also love them.
那当然就是我们除了第一句话，就是我们信主耶稣了。
So of course, other than the first phrase, it says that when we believe in Jesus,
我们成为神的儿子。
And we have become the children of God.
我们自然也会爱，我们从主耶稣生的弟兄姊妹。
Then naturally we will also love the brothers and sisters who are also born of God.
我们就爱人如己了。
And we will love others as ourselves.
我们进一步就是彼此相爱。
And one step further than that is to truly love one another.
那今天下午我们就一起来做，来做这个勉励。
And so this afternoon, this will be our topic for mutual encouragement.
我们怎么样能够爱人？
How we can love men?
因为神先爱我。
Because God first loved us.
我们举两个例子。
We'll have two examples.
我们第一个举，彼此相爱的例子，亚伯拉罕爱罗德。
The first example is how much Abraham loved Lot.
那我们第二个例子，我们看到一个兄弟，
The second example is brothers.
但是哥哥把弟弟杀死了。
But the older brother killed the younger brother.
该隐杀死亚伯。
Cain killed Abel.
我们来看第一个例子。
Let's look at the first example.
亚伯拉罕爱罗德。
Abraham loves Lot.
亚伯拉罕事实上是罗德的大伯父。
Abraham is actually the oldest uncle of Lot.
因为他年轻的时候，亚伯拉罕的弟弟就是罗德的爸爸已经过世了。
When he was younger, because Abraham's younger brother, who was Lot's father, he already passed away.
那罗德就跟着亚伯拉罕。
And so Lot followed Abraham.
那个时候亚伯拉罕没有儿子。
At the time, Abraham did not have a son.
我想他会把罗德当做他自己的儿子。
So I think perhaps at the time, Abraham treated Lot as if he were his own.
他亚伯拉罕带着罗德经过很多的地方。
And Abraham brought Lot to many places.
最后神的祝福亚伯拉罕罗德都财产很多。
In the end, because of the blessing of God, they had both received much inheritance.
他们要分家，因为没有办法在一起在住在同一个地方。
But because they could no longer stay and live together in the same place.
亚伯拉罕对罗德这样讲。
Abraham had told Lot.
其实在这个分家的过程当中，罗德应该尊重长辈。
Actually, when they're dividing their inheritance, Lot should respect his elder.
让亚伯拉罕先选。
To let Abraham choose first.
但是亚伯拉罕并没有罗德并没有这样做，对不起，罗德并没有这样做。
But Lot actually did not do this.
反而亚伯拉罕对他这样讲。
Abraham instead spoke to him.
我们看创世纪十三章第八节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 13, verse 8.
创世纪十八章第八第十二十三章第八节。
Genesis 13, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
创世纪十三章第八节。
Genesis 13, verse
8. 亚伯拉罕爱罗德，亚伯拉罕就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”第九节。
Verse 9.
遍地不都在你的眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。 第十节，罗德举目看见约旦河全平原，直到索尔，都是自认那地，像耶和华未灭索多玛、俄罗玛以先，又如同耶和华的原址，像埃及地一样。十一节，于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东偏移，他们就彼此分离。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑。好，在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕怎么样照顾爱罗德。
Here we see how Abraham takes care of and loves Lot.
能够爱这个自己的骨肉啊，他讲说，因为我们是骨肉，原文就是做弟兄啊。
He was able to love someone who was of his flesh, and also in the original text it means brethren.
因为亚伯拉罕把罗德当作自己的骨肉。
Abraham treated Lot as if he were from his own flesh.
那他比他罗德比较年轻。
And Lot was younger.
那虽然要分开了。
Even though they're about to separate.
但是让他先选。
But he let him choose first.
让他先选好的。
He let him choose the better land first.
罗德也不客气，就选了先好的。
And Lot he certainly did this, and he chose the better land.
选那个平原的地方。
He chose where it was the plains.
但是亚伯拉罕就让他。
But Abraham let him do this.
我们看到第一爱弟兄爱神生的第一个就是会让步。
The first that we will see when you love a brother or someone or a brother or sister, then the first is that you would be able to give in.
当有说一些利害有一些利益冲突的时候
，Sometimes when there are certain conflicts of interest，
我们不会计较。
We would not want to put more burden onto the problem。
因为我们知道，深渊在神，神会做最后的决定。
Because we know that God will make the final judgment。
这跟罗马书十二章讲的一样。
This is the same as Romans chapter 12。
我们看罗马书十二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 12。
我们信主以后，罗马书十二章告诉我们要做活祭，living sacrifice。
After we have believed, then in Romans it tells us that we have to become a living sacrifice。
我们要做新人。
We have to become the new man。
有一点就是要我们能够让步。
And one thing is that we have to be able to let go.
罗马书十二章十九节。
Romans chapter 12 verse
19. 十二章十九节。
Chapter 12 verse 19.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上说，记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Verse 19. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
对我们的自己的弟兄我们尽可让步。
So in regards to our brothers and sisters, we have to be able to give place to them.
因为我们信同一个神。
Because we believe in the same God.
这是亚伯兰第一件爱罗德的事情。
This was the first thing in which Abraham had loved Lot.
他也维持神给他的教训。
He held fast and kept the teachings that God had given him.
然后当罗德离开以后
，And then after Lot left，
我们来看神对他怎么讲。
Let's see what God had told Abraham.
创世纪十三章十四节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 14.
十三章十四节。
13 verse 14.
罗德离开亚伯兰以后，神对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目往。”向东西南北观看，第十五节。
15.
凡你所看见的地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
Verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot has separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. 15. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
神祝福他。
So God blessed him.
当罗德离开以后
，After Lot had left，
罗德选了最好的地方。
Lot had chosen the best place.
他选了地上最好的地方。
He had chosen what was the best in the world.
他亚伯兰选了地上不好的地方。
And Abraham had chosen what was not as good in the world.
表面上他在地面上他失掉了福气。
On the surface, it seemed as if he had lost a blessing.
他不跟人家争。
He did not want to argue.
但是呢，等到那个罗德离开以后，神祝福他。
But after Lot had separated from him.God bless him.
换句话说，如果我们在跟人家有争执、让步的时候
，In other words, when we have certain conflicts and we are trying to give in to others.
但是因为我们 看他好像自己的弟兄。
Because we are treating them like our own brothers and sisters.
哎，我们就让他了。
And so we are giving place to them.
哎，让他以后神就在别的地方，尤其在属灵的方面来祝福我们。
After we had done this, especially in regards to spirituality, then God would bless us.
哎，神叫亚伯兰，你看东西南北看，都要给你了。
Yes, God had told Abram to look everywhere, and this entire place will be His.
哎，你的后裔要像地上的尘沙那么多。
And His descendants will be like the dust of the earth.
哎，那个这个祝福是在什么时候？
What time did this blessing happen?
是在亚伯拉罕按照圣经的教训让步以后。
It was after Abraham had followed the biblical teachings to give place.
哎，一个真正爱神的人。
So a person who truly loves God.
哎，他会在跟弟兄姊妹身上啊，同龄身上会让步。
When he is working with his brothers and sisters, and he would be able to give place to them.
哎，他不会去争。
He would not want to argue.
哎，他也不会去恨。
He would not hate.
哎，当然更不会去伤害对方。
And especially he would not hurt the other person.
啊，如果我们能够这样子。
If we can do this.
哎，就像亚伯拉一样。
Just like Abraham.
哎，他爱这个罗德。
He loves Lot.
他为什么爱他呢？
Why did he love him?
哎，他把罗德当作自己的弟兄，自己的骨肉。
He treated Lot as his own brethren and as his own flesh.
哎，没有人伤害自己的身体的，都是保护自己的身体的。
No one would want to hurt their own body on purpose.
哎，所以亚伯兰爱罗德，好像爱他身体的一部分一样。
And so Abraham loved Lot as if he were part of his own flesh.
哎，在这里很清楚的表现，就是不跟人家争啊，让步。
And here it clearly shows that there is no argument, and he is giving place.
哎，我们再来看那第二件事情。
Let's look at the second thing.
在创世纪十四章。
In Genesis chapter 14.
十四章十四节。
Chapter 14, verse 14.
亚伯兰啊，十四章十四节，亚伯兰听见他侄儿，侄儿被掳去了，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人，直追到但啊。第十六节、把被掳掠的一些财物夺回来，连他的侄儿罗德的和他的财物以及妇女、子女、人民多也都夺回来。这里让我们看到亚伯兰真的爱罗德。
Here we can see that Abraham truly loved Lot.
一个人在平常之间不容易看出来、真正爱他。爱另外一个人。
Sometimes you can't really see easily how much a person loves another person.
哎，当在危险的时候才知道，你在困难的时候，到底是谁是你的真正的弟兄姊妹。
But in times of danger or difficulty, then you can truly see who are your brothers and sisters.
哎，所以我们要了解，什么叫做爱弟兄。
So we have to understand what it means to love your brother.
哎，我们要看看周围，看看有哪一位。真的是很危险、很困难的时候。
We should look around us for those who might be in danger or difficulty.
我们要去关怀他。
And we have to take care of them.
这个亚伯拉罕在罗德就已经被人家掳去了、所有的财产都被人家拿走了。
So when Lot had been captured and all his inheritance had been taken away from him.
连生命都有危险了。
And even his life was in danger.
这个时候罗德没有要求他。
At this time, Lot did not ask of him.
是亚伯兰自己主动要冒着生命危险去把他救出来。
It was Abraham himself who was willing to risk his life to go rescue Lot.
他为了罗德冒生命的危险。
And because of Lot, he was willing to risk his life.
主耶稣说，为朋友舍命，没有比这个爱更大的了。
Lord Jesus has said that there is no greater love than to lose your life for your brother.
我们爱弟兄姊妹。
So we love our brothers and sisters.
在他在困难的时候。
And when they are in times of difficulty,
不管他以前 跟你的关系是怎么样，
no matter what kind of relationship they once had with you before,
可能以前大家有一些 不同的意见，
maybe before you used to have different opinions,
那我们要完全打消掉，
but we have to get rid of those,
我们 要去帮助他，
we have to help them,
因为这是、在 主耶稣的教训、在审判的时候要跟我们审判的。
Because when judgment day comes, and when Jesus is judging, then he will also see this.
我们来看马太福音二十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的二十五章。
Matthew 25.
第三十一节以下讲到审判的日子。
From verse 31 on, it talks about the day of judgment.
人要好像羊一样分绵羊、山羊。
And the people will be like sheep, and they will be divided as sheep from goats.
绵羊可以进天国。
The sheep can enter the heavenly kingdom.
山羊不能，山羊到地狱去了。
But the goats could not, and they would have to go to Hades.
那他 他跟这些绵羊这边的人、啊、说、啊啊、你我们看二十五章三十五节。
Chapter 25, verse 35.
三十五节。
35.
因为我饿了，你们给我喝吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅的，你给我们住。三十六节。
36.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你来看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。第三十七节。
37.
一人就回答说：主啊，我们什么时候看见你饿了呢？给你吃，渴了给你喝。三十八节。
38.
什么时候见你做客旅，给你留你住，或赤身露体给你穿。三十九节。
39.
又什么时候见到你病了，或在监里来探望你呢？四十节。
40.
王要对回答说：我实在的告诉你们，这些事你们竟然坐在我这弟兄的一个最小身上，就坐在我身上了啊。这个成为我们、啊、将来审判的标准。
This is the standard for us when judgment comes.
看我们有没有对那些、需要的同龄弟兄姊妹，在适当的、在及时能够帮助他们。
To see whether or not we were able to take care of our brothers and sisters in their times of need.、
哎、我们在教会里面常常会列出来代祷的事项。
In church, we often will list the things or people to pray for.
那是我们应该去关怀的人。
And those are the people whom we should take care of.
啊，我们要仔细想一想。
And we have to think about this.
当神在审判的时候
，When God is judging,
他会问我们
，He would ask us.
我安排的这个病人，或安排的这个需要的人，在你的旁边，在你的教会里面。
I arrange for this person or this patient by your side.
这么久的时间
，for such a long time，
可能几个月
，perhaps for several months，
可能几年
，perhaps several years。
我们有没有去探望他过一次
？Did we visit them once？
那我们如果答不出来
，if we can't give an answer，
那我们就跑到山羊那边去了。
Then we would have to go to the side by the goats。
所以我们要仔细的思考。
So we have to carefully reflect on this.
爱心不是说我请你一顿，你吃请我一顿。
Love is not just I will pay for your dinner and can pay for my next dinner.
爱心是爱的，是单方面的爱。
Love is one-sided.
他没有求回报的。
It's not asking for anything in return.
因为他对方在这时候很有需要，这个生命的危险。
Because at this time, the other person is in danger and their life is in danger.
那我就自然的去爱他。
And so I am naturally loving this person.
这种就是爱我们的弟兄。
This is to show love towards our brothers.
亚伯拉罕就是爱罗德。
And Abraham loves Lot.
他爱他，他生命危险。
And he loved him while his life was in danger.
他就自然去冒着生命危险去爱去把他救出来。
And then Abraham naturally risked his own life in order to save him.
所以亚伯拉罕不但不跟罗德争。
So not only did Abraham not want to argue with Lot.
不但是让步。
Not only did he give place to Lot.
而且他在罗德在危险的时候，我还要冒着生命危险去帮助他。
When Lot was in danger, he also went to risk his own life to save him.
这个就是真正的爱心啊。
And this is the true type of love.
我们来看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第三章十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰一书第三章十六节
First John 3:16
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。十四节 凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住了灵敏的心，爱神的心怎能够在他里面呢？第十八节
18.
第小子们嘛，我们相爱，不要只在语言和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。这里就让我们看出来真正的爱心是灵敏心。
Here we can see that true love is compassion.
我们如果看到人家很穷需要或者生病，我们需要去关怀。
If we see that others are poor or in need or they are ill, then we have to take care of them.
我们不要把自己的灵敏心塞住了。
We shouldn't keep all the heart of compassion inside us.
好像没有看见一样。
As if we didn't see anything.
这是一个很残忍的事情。
Because this is very cruel.
一个人在我们的当中
，If there is someone among us，
我们都没有看到
，We don't even see them。
每个礼拜六来看都看到，你却看不到。
Even though every Saturday we see them, but we don't truly see them。
我记得我在上班的时候有上一个课。
I remember when I was working, I had taken this class.
就是要 关心啊，我们周围一些残，英文讲 disable， 就是有一些残废的人呐，
It's to take care of people around us who may have disabilities.
那些人需要我们特别的关怀。
Because those people especially need our care.
我记得那上课的时候，他讲了一个例子。
I remember when I was in that class, and they had given an example.
他说有一个人要进到电梯里，要到楼上去。
There is a person who goes into the elevator and he's going upstairs.
你进去以后
，After you go in，
看到里面有一个坐轮椅的。
You see that inside there is someone who is in a wheelchair.
那我们就看看你会不会有这对他会有没有关怀呀、
Then you can tell whether or not you care for that person.
那个电梯可能要爬到二十楼，二十层高。
Maybe the elevator has to go up to 20 flights of stairs.
在那个电梯里面只有你跟这个坐轮椅的。
And inside, it's only you and the other person who is in the wheelchair.
如果有一个人进去连看都不看。
And then if someone goes in and they don't even look around.
他就看着门。
And just keep staring at the door.
电梯是上去，没都不讲话。
While the elevator goes up and never speaks.
然后后来电梯门打开了。
And then later when the elevator door opens.
然后他就出去了。
And then this person leaves.
如果我们是那个坐轮椅的人。
If we were the person who was sitting in the wheelchair,
一定心里面很难受。
We would feel very sad.
他不但他看到我，好像就没有看到我一样。
Because the other person sees me but doesn't really see me.
好像我是那电梯里面的家具一样，一把椅子一样。
As if I was just another piece of furniture in the elevator.
一点关怀的心都没有。
And have no heart of care.
那个课程大主要就是教我们我们要稍微敏感一点。
So the class was especially to teach us to be sensitive.
那圣经里面就告诉我们。
And in the Bible it tells us.
不要塞住怜悯的心。
That we shouldn't shut up the heart of compassion.
人家有困难。
If other people have difficulty.
又是我们的弟兄姊妹。
And they're our brothers and sisters.
我们应当去关怀他。
Then we should care for them.
不要塞住关怀的心。
And we shouldn't shut up the heart of compassion.
我们要学习亚伯拉罕。
And we should learn from Abraham.
亚伯拉罕有这种关怀的心。
Abraham had the heart of compassion.
在路加福音主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
In Luke, Jesus had given a parable.
在路加福音第十章。
In Luke chapter 10.
讲到那好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
It was the parable of the good Samaritan.
撒玛利亚的比喻。他讲到这个故事是路加福音第十章三十节到三十七节。
And this was in Luke chapter 10 from verses 30 to 37.
他主本来这是一个律法师在问十诫了哈。律法师来问主耶稣说，我怎么样才能够得永生？
At first, it was a lawyer who was asking how he may receive eternal life.
那个人很懂得圣经所讲的要。尽心尽力尽意尽意爱神，然后还要爱邻舍如自己。
Because he understood the scriptures very well, and he knew that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
十诫分作两大部分，一个是爱神，一个爱人。
And the Ten Commandments are split into two sections, and one is to love God, and the other to love man.
先要爱神，因为神救我。
And the first is that you must love God because God has saved you.
然后你要爱人家，好像爱自己一样。
And then you have to love others as you.
那个人就问什么叫做我的邻舍？我怎么去找？我怎么知道谁哪些人是应该我要爱的人呢？
And so then this person asked, who is my neighbor? Who are the people whom I should love?
哪一些人才是你神你认为我应当去爱的人呢？
Who are the people that God you think I should love?
所以他就讲了一个故事。
And so then Jesus gave a story.
有一个人被人家打了半死丢在路旁边。
There is a person who was wounded and he was left half dead.
三个人走过去。
Three people passed by.
第一个是祭司，第二个是利未人。
The first was a priest, the second was a Levite.
第三个是这个外邦人撒玛利亚人。
The third is a Gentile who was a Samaritan.
我想主耶稣做这个比喻是主要是给我们信徒看的。
I think Jesus gave this parable especially for the believers.
因为祭司利未人就是在圣殿里面工作的人。
Because priests and Levites are people who work in the temple.
他们有很重要的献祭工作，有很多很重要的圣殿里面的工作。
They have important work to do in the temples in regards to sacrifices.
这种人也在教会有很多重要工作靠做，所以看到那个半死的人连看都没看就过去了。
These people have many things to do in the temple or in the church, so they are too busy. busy, and then they leave this man alone. 哎，
他很可能说啊，今天我要领会啊，那这个在旁边要半死的人，我帮助他，我就迟到了，那大家都在等呢，那怎么办呢？
It could be that this person was a sermon leader, and they had seen this person, but then they might think that they're late to lead their sermon, so then they leave this person.
哦，他赶，那就赶车啊。
Or they have to catch a train.
可能还超速了。
Or maybe they were speeding while they're driving.
可能被警察抓到，还说我等一下领会啊，对不起啊，赶快走啊。
Or maybe they were even the police had slowed them down and had told, but they gave the excuse that they have to lead a sermon.
因为他觉得这个我等一下去圣殿做的工作最重要。
Because for this person, they think that their job in the temple was the most important.
比救一个关怀一个这个半死的人还重要。
That is even more important than to take care of a person who is half dead.
第三个人跟来了一个撒玛利亚人。
And the third is a Samaritan.
同样的，跟这个半死的人也一点关系都没有。
In the same way, he doesn't have anything to do with this person who's half dead.
他要去做生意。
He is about to go to do his business.
竟然停下来照顾他。
But then he stopped and took care of him.
然后把他放到店里面，还碰了一笔钱，来叫人家医治他。
He brought him to a keeper, the inn, and he also gave some money.
所以主耶稣就问这个人
And so Jesus asked this person.
我讲了这三个人。
I have talked about these three people.
哪一个是那个半死的人的邻舍呢？
Which one of these was the neighbor of the person who was half dead?
哪一个人真正有爱心呢？
Which person truly had love?
那个路加福音第十章三十七节。
And then Luke chapter 10 verse 37.
如果我们是我们也知道答案是什么。
Even with us, we should know the answer.
他说是怜悯他的，怜悯他的。耶稣说：“你照这样行吧。”
And he said, "He who showed mercy on him, then Jesus said to him, 'Go and do likewise.'"
我想我们给我们一个很大的警惕。
I think this gives us a great warning.
神要我们帮助人。
God wants us to help others.
我们不能用因为我们的宗教理由压过这个帮怜悯人。
We shouldn't use our religious reasons to overwhelm the fact that we should also help other people.
因为这是十诫的精神。
Because this is the spirit of the Ten Commandments.
亚伯拉罕爱罗德。
Abraham loved Lot.
他生命有危险。
When his life was in danger.
他冒着生命去救他。
When Lot's life was in danger, then Abraham risked his own life to save him.
亚伯拉没有记着罗德选的最好的平原。
Abraham did not try to focus on that Lot had chosen the better land.
仍然去救他。
But he still went to save him.
更让我们学习到的亚伯拉罕也没有勉强罗德被他救完救回来以后。跟他一起住在一起。
And we can also learn that Abraham did not force Lot to live with him again now that he has saved him.
这个罗德自己又跑回被救回来以后又跑回索多玛城去了。
But after Lot had been rescued, then he had gone back to Sodom again.
我们继续看圣经就发觉到了十八章神要毁灭索多玛城。
If we continue to read the Bible, then Genesis chapter 18, we can see that God had wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
亚伯兰知道以后向神代求六次。
After Abraham had known about this, he interceded for six times.
求神要行公义不要毁灭这个城。
And he asked that God would show his righteousness to not destroy the city.
但是神最后告诉他这个城那么多人没有十个义人
But then in the end, God had told him that there were so many people in Sodom and Gomorrah, but there were not even 10 people who were righteous.
亚伯兰知道神的意思。
And then Abraham understood God's meaning.
表面上神还是毁灭了索多玛城。
And on the surface, God has still destroyed the city of Sodom.
但是神救了罗德。
But God saved Lot.
为什么？
Why?
因为亚伯兰的代祷。
Because of Abraham's intercession.
我们看创世纪十九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪十九章二十九节。
Genesis 19 verse 29.
十九章二十九节。
19 verse 29.
当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕正在亲父。罗德所住的那之城的时候，就打发罗德从亲父之中出来亚伯兰表面是这为着索多玛城整个城祷告。
On the surface, Abraham was praying for the entire city of Sodom.
但是神是无所不能的，他知道亚伯兰爱罗德。
But God is almighty, and He knew that Abraham loved Lot.
他纪念亚伯兰的代祷。
So he remembered Abraham's intercession.
哎，神执行他公义的审判，毁灭了所多玛城。
And God had performed according to his own righteousness.
哎，但是却纪念了，听从了亚伯拉罕的代祷。
But he remembered and listened to Abraham's intercession.
哎，把罗德救出来。
And so he saved Lot.
哎，我们可以看出来，亚伯拉罕的身上啊，对罗德的身上充足的表现出来。哎，在我们今天所讲的这个爱弟兄的这个表现。
And so we could see that from Abraham, we can see how he fully had shown how much love he had for Lot.
亚罗德是晚辈，又受到亚伯拉罕很多的帮忙，应该是要尊重，
so,
应该是要爱亚伯拉罕才对。
As Lot was the younger relative, and because of so much love that Abraham had shown him, then it should make sense that Lot would respect Abraham.
哎，但是啊，他多占大占便宜占大的，也不听亚伯兰的话。
But he kept taking advantage of Abraham, and he wouldn't want to listen to him.
哎，我们如果是我们大概就不会去爱他了。
If it were us, perhaps we wouldn't want to love him anymore.
听不懂，不愿意听话嘛，算了，就放弃了。
Because it seemed that Lot wouldn't want to listen, and so we might give up.
但是亚伯兰都没有放弃。
But Abraham did not give up.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
哎，主耶稣没有放弃他的门徒。
Jesus did not give up on his disciples.
哎，我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's look at John chapter 13.
主耶稣的爱就让我们想到，哎，我们应当怎么样爱弟兄姊妹。
The love of Jesus should remind us how we should love our brothers and sisters.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
John 13 verse 1.
第一节。逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间，爱属自己人，就爱他们到底。啊，这个约翰福音十三章主要是在讲洗脚礼。
So John chapter 13 is mostly talking about the foot washing.
哎，主耶稣给他的十二个门徒洗脚。
And Jesus had washed the feet of his 12 disciples.
哎，那这个表明主耶稣爱属在世间属他自己的人到底。
And this had shown that he loved his own who were in the world to the end.
哎，这个包括犹大。
Which includes Judas.
因为在洗脚当中，啊，主耶稣也讲了。
Because during foot washing, Jesus also said.
哎，说你们都是干净，然而都不是干净的。
You are all clean, but not all of you are clean.
因为十三章十一节说，耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不是都干净的。
And because in verse 11 says he knew who would betray him, and so he said, "You are not all clean."
哎，我们读到这里就会有一点觉得奇怪。
When we read this, we might think that it's strange.
主耶稣怎么还为犹大洗脚呢
？Why would Jesus still wash Judas' feet?
哎，不但是这样子，然后到后来还指明啊，犹大你就是要爱卖我的。
And not even then, but then later on, Jesus also had pointed out that Judas would be the one who would betray him.
哎，主耶稣在做什么？
What is Jesus doing?
我们知道主耶稣要给犹大 有悔改的时间。
We know that it is because Jesus had wanted to give Judas the opportunity to repent.
哎，主耶稣爱犹大爱到最后一点。
Jesus loved Judas to the end.
哎，最后犹大自己决心要去卖主耶稣。
And it was at the end Judas who decided that he was going to betray Jesus.
哎，是他放弃了犹大，哎，犹大离开主耶稣。
It was Judas who had given up and Judas who had left Jesus.
主耶稣没有放弃他。
Jesus had never given up on him.
主耶稣一直给他所有的机会，一直到一直到那个他要真正出去卖主耶稣的时候。
And Lord Jesus had continued to give him opportunities to repent even until the very end.
哎，罗德一直啊被亚伯兰一直救他，他还是要回到那个灭亡的。将要灭亡的所多玛城里面。
Abraham kept saving Lot and kept trying to help him, but Lot still wanted to stay within Sodom.
但是每一次罗德有危险的时候，他一定会去把他救出来。
But every time Lot was in danger, Abraham would still go to rescue him.
哎，就是他知道神要毁灭那个整城呢，他还为他祷告。
And even if Abraham knew that God was going to destroy the entire city, Abraham still prayed for him.
哎，主耶稣在 马太福音第五章说为仇敌祷告、啊、爱你的仇敌为仇敌祷告。
And in Matthew 5, it said, Jesus has said not to love and to pray for your enemies.
这让我们学习什么叫做真正的爱弟兄。
Which teaches us what it means to truly love our brothers.
我们不能爱我们的弟兄所犯罪的行为。
We shouldn't love the mistakes or the wrongdoings that our brothers might do.
我们他们的犯罪的行为，我们跟他要分得一干一净的。
If they sin and they are doing things according to those sins, then we have to separate from that.
但是我们爱他的灵魂，希望他能够拯救。
But we love their souls and we hope that they can be saved.
所以我们在爱这个弟兄这样子的时候，圣经也叫要我们谨慎，免得我们自己也下犯罪了。
And so when we love our brothers and sisters in this way, that this is to make sure that we are loving them as people and to avoid us from also sinning.
圣经里面还有一对弟兄，弟兄就是该隐跟亚伯。
And in the Bible, there are also two brothers, Cain and Abel.
那是记载在创世纪第四章。
Which is recorded in Genesis chapter 4.
他们两个人就是第二代的人呐，亚当夏娃的亚当夏娃的子两个儿子。
And they were the second generation, as they were the sons of Adam and Eve.
他们是弟兄。
And they were brothers.
但是他为什么后来哥哥是把弟弟杀了呢
？Why was it that later on the older brother kills the younger brother？
主要就是他们献祭一个蒙神悦纳，一个不蒙神悦纳。
It was mostly because when they had made offerings, then one was pleasing to God, but one was not.
那神就跟他讲。
And so God had told them.
在创世纪四章第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
神对亚该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？”为什么变了脸色呢？第七节。
Verse seven.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？你若行不好，罪就伏在你门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。第八节。
Verse eight.
该隐和他兄弟亚伯说话，两人正在田间，该隐起来打他的兄弟，亚伯把他杀了。我们这里看到有时候会觉得很没有办法了解，怎么会哥哥把弟弟杀死了？
Sometimes when we see this, we might not understand why this older brother would want to kill his own younger brother.
而且是为了什么事？为了拜神的事啊。
And it was also in regards to worshiping God.
这是我的祭物不被我被神蒙悦纳。
Because my offering was not accepted by God.
好像说我们今天的祷告，有一个弟兄他祷告，有一个同龄他祷告神悦纳，我的祷告不蒙悦纳，我就生气了。
Just like today, if we were praying and we were praying, and then a brother was also praying, but then the brother's prayer was accepted, but then ours was not accepted, and so we become angry.
我们不能够杀神呐，那我就把那个弟兄杀死了。
Since we can't kill God, and so we would kill that brother.
那到底在讲什么
？So what is the saying?
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at First John chapter three.
圣经在约翰一书第三章就解释了。
In 1 John chapter 3, it's explained.
一样回应第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第三章从第十节开始读起。
From verse 10.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。十一节。
11.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。第十二节。
12.
不可像该隐，他是属恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的是善的啊。这里这样讲出来啊，可以判断出来谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
From here we can see who are the children of God and who are the children of Satan.
谁是不属神的，谁是不属神的
？Who belong to God and who do not belong to God？
谁是真正从神生的，谁不是真正从神生的
？Who were truly begotten from God and who were not？
第十节说，不行义的，就是不属神，不是从神生的。
In verse 10 it says that whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God.
我们今天早上讲义是什么
？So this morning we were talking about what righteousness is.
义就是神认为对的事，你要去做。
Righteousness is something that God believes is correct and
you should do. 不是只有听听而已，你要去做出来。
Not just for you to listen to, but to do.
约翰一书第三章讲到神认为对的义是什么
？And in 1 John chapter 3 it says what it means for the righteousness of God.
什么是神认为不对的事呢
？What are things that God would deem as incorrect？
没有义的是什么？就是不爱弟兄的。
What is to not be righteous and it is to not love your brother？
什么叫义？就是爱弟兄。
And what is righteousness? It is to love your
brother。所以要彼此相爱。
And so you have to love one another。
我们没有爱弟兄，就是没有义。
If we do not love our brothers, then we are not righteous。
我们没有关怀弟兄姊妹，就是没有义。
If we do not care for our brothers and sisters, then we do not have righteousness.
然后他这举例就是该隐跟亚伯。
And so the example given is with Cain and Abel.
表面上他们都是在献祭，在教会里面，不是神，都在这边祷告。
On the surface, they are offering and they are both praying and worshiping God.
但是结果不一样。
But the result is different.
我们创世纪看不出来。
We couldn't see it in Genesis.
但是约翰一书看出来了。
But in 1 John, then we can see.
因为一个人的行为是恶的，一个人的行为是善的。
Because one person had the right behavior and the other did not.
那个就是他平常之间的行为。
And this has to do with his behavior in his daily life.
两个人来到教会，我们不知道是善恶。
When two people come to church, you can't tell which one is good or which one is evil.
善人的祷告祈求神会垂听的。
But the good person's prayer, then God will listen to him.
但是恶人的祷告神不垂听。
But whoever is wicked, then God will not listen to their prayer.
不但他祷告不蒙谁垂听。
Not only would their prayer not be listened to.
他还会怀恨弟兄姊妹。
But this person would even hate his own brothers and sisters.
我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
十五节。凡恨弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他的里面。
Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
十诫的第六条，不可杀人。
The sixth commandment is saying, do not kill.
主耶稣把这条诫命解释什么？
And what did Lord Jesus define this commandment as?
如果我们骂弟兄是，饭桶啊，就是看不起他。
If we rebuke our brothers and we look down on them,
那就是杀人了。
That is to kill.
我们不能够看弟兄比我们差。
We cannot look at our brothers as less than us.
不要说，他赚的钱比我少。
Or we shouldn't say that, oh, they earn less money than I do.
我家的人，家世很好。
I come from a good family background.
我们就看清别人。
And we shouldn't, and then in this way we look down on others.
你看清别人。主耶稣说：“你就是杀人了。”
If you look down on others, then Jesus is saying that you are killing a person.
那在约翰一书这里讲，你恨别人。
And in 1 John here it also says when you hate someone.
不管什么原因呢、啊、
？For no matter the reason.
最后你恨人了。
If you hate a person.
这个人就是杀人了。
Then this person is a murderer.
恨人的没有永生在他里面。
And to hate someone who hates others will not have eternal life in them.
所以让我们知道啊，该隐啊杀死亚伯。
And so we know that Cain killed Abel.
不管什么理由,
regardless of the reason,
他都错的。
He was at fault.
他神告诉他，你原来你的行为就是不好的。
Because God had told him that because you had come with the wrong attitude.
你的祷告没有蒙纪念，你应该反省一下，到底是什么原因。
If your prayer or offering was not accepted, then you have to reflect on why.
这种人不但不会反省，还会怪别人。
But this type of person, not only did he not repent, but he actually wants to blame someone else.
而且还会批评别人。
And he even rebuked someone else.
还会看清人家 despise.
And he even despised someone else.
那就是没有爱心的人。
And this is someone without love.
那就没有爱心的人啊，就是没有永生在他里面。
And someone without love does not have eternal life in them.
那有的人呢、啊、就问了、啊、我、哦、那我们啊。我们呢、啊、要爱人要怎么哪里有办法一直爱下去不可能的。
Some people might ask if we need to love someone, how can we keep on loving them until the end? This
我时间也有限啊。
And I have a limited time on this earth.
我精力也有限啊。
I am limited in my resources.
很多人可以做一阵子啊，但是没有办法做很长的时间。
Some people can do it for a period of time, but not for a long period of time.
到后来就放弃了。
And in the end, they might give up.
我们应该怎么做？
And then what should we do?
我们再回来看约翰一书第五章。
Let's look back to 1 John chapter 5.
我们怎么能够恨这样子永无止境的爱对方呢？
How can we love someone up to the end?
这个第五章第一节的中间的地方。
In chapter 5 verse 1.
第一个凡爱生他之神的人啊，之神的。
Everyone who loves him who begot.
如果我们知道明白神生我。
If we understand that God has begotten us,
生是什么意思?
What does it mean to begot?
因为我以前是死的。
It means that we were once dead.
没有主耶稣的救恩，我是死的。
Without the salvation of Jesus, we are dead.
本来就是要到地狱去的。
And originally we were supposed to enter Hades.
我是没有希望的。
We were hopeless.
那神救我。
But God saved us.
那就是懂得神是爱的意思了。
And that is to understand that God is love.
因为神没有条件的救我。
because God has saved us unconditionally.
圣经说我们还在做罪人的时候，主耶稣已经为我们死了。
And the Bible has said that while we were still sinners, Jesus has already died for us.
神已经救我了。
God has already saved me.
就是神的爱。
Which is the love of God.
我们看看第约翰一书的第四章第十节。
And so get 1 John chapter 4 verse 10.
不是我们爱神，四章十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
哎，我们今天为什么我们怎么样能够学习主耶稣这样子无止境的爱呢？
And today, how can we learn from Jesus to have this unconditional love?
主耶稣已经给我们做榜样了。
Lord Jesus has already set the example for us.
他爱在世间属他的人到底。
He loved people who were in the world to the end.
这是圣经的教训。
And this is the teaching
of the Bible. 他要我们爱到最后。
He wants us to love up to the end.
那我们怎么办？
And what do we do?
第一个，我们要先能够明白，能够体验神主耶稣爱我到底的这个爱。
The first thing is that we need to understand and experience that Jesus loves us to the end.
哎，那这个只有圣灵启示我们。
And only the Holy Spirit can reveal this to us.
哎，所以我们才在祷告，求圣灵帮助我们去明白基督的爱。
And this is why when we pray, then we ask God to let us understand the love of Jesus.
如果我们有这种爱。
If we have this love,
那我们自然爱弟兄的爱是单方面的，不会求回报的。
Then naturally we would want to show love to our brothers without asking for anything in return.
哎，所以他第十一节说，亲爱的弟兄们，第四章第十一节。
And chapter 4 verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄们，神既然这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
It says, "Beloved, if God so loves us, we also ought to love one another."
我们能够对人能够无止境的爱，是因为我们体会到神无止境的爱。
The reason that we can unconditionally love other brothers and sisters is because God has shown that unconditional love to us.
哎，如果我们今天爱人爱到一半就停了。
If today we love someone halfway and then we stop.
那表示我们只明白耶稣的爱只到一半而已。
That means that we only understand the love of Jesus halfway.
我们还没有真正明白耶稣无止境的爱。
We haven't truly understood the unconditional and unending love from God.
所以是那一条诗啊 ，Amazing Grace 啊，这很奇妙的，很奇妙神的爱感动我。
And just like the hymn Amazing Grace, it is an amazing love that touches us.
那神会慢慢的感动我们。
And then God would gradually move us.
哎，至少啊，让我们慢慢的对这种的事情有敏感度增加。
At least to let us gradually have this sensitivity.
哎，下一次看到一个需要我们爱的人、关怀的人。
Next time when we see someone who needs to be taken care of or loved,
你会放下所有的事情去做这件事情。
You would forget about the other things that you have to worry about and then take care of this person.
或者你回家以后，你会赶快做这件事情。
Or as soon as you go home, you will make sure to do this and to take care of them.
我们求主耶稣带领我们呐。
And we ask the Lord Jesus guide us.
爱是很抽象的。
Love is very abstract.
基督的爱啊，更是抽象。
And the love of Jesus is especially more abstract.
但是是实际的事情。
But it is still practical and true.
我们看到有一些人很自然的行出这种的爱。
We know that some people naturally have this love.
因为他体验到神的爱。
Because they experience the love of God.
这种东西不能够用教的。也不能用学的。
This isn't something that you can teach or learn.
这是从圣灵启示我们的。
This is from the Holy Spirit that reveals to us.
我们求神给我们有这个心了解。
We ask God to give us the heart to understand.
至少别人在爱人的时候啊，我们不要去批评人家。
And at the very least, when we see others loving other people, that we are not criticizing them.
我们不能够帮助人家。
If we cannot help them.
因为我们自己信心不够。
Because we ourselves are lacking in faith.
我们自己体验神的爱不够。
We do not experience enough of God's love.
别人能够去爱人。
If other people can love others.
去关怀那些人。
To take care of them.
至少我们要支持他们。
At the very least, we should support them.
求神给我们这种的爱带领啊。
And may God give us guidance.
我们现在再来唱一首诗，然后我们再来祷告。
Let's sing him.
126首。
126.
126首。
126.